For the sake of his parents, he pretended that everything was fine in Munich. However, he was increasingly troubled by the thought of compulsory military service. Under German law, if he remained in the country until his 17th birthday, Einstein would have no choice but to report for duty when the time came or be declared a deserter. Alone and depressed, he had to think of a way out, when suddenly the perfect opportunity arose. Dr. Degenhardt, the teacher of Greek who thought Einstein would never amount to anything, was now also his form tutor. During a heated argument, Degenhardt told Einstein he should leave the school. Requiring no further encouragement, he did just that after obtaining a medical certificate stating that he was suffering from exhaustion and required complete rest to recover. At the same time, Einstein secured a testimonial from his mathematics teacher that he had mastered the subject to a level required to graduate. It had taken him just 6 months to follow in the footsteps of his family and cross the Alps into Italy. His parents tried to reason with him, but Einstein refused to go back to Munich. He had an alternative plan. He would stay in Milan and prepare for the entrance exams the following October of the Federal Polytechnicum in Zurich. Established in 1854, and renamed Eidgenössische Technische Hochschule, ETH, in 1911, the Poly was not as prestigious as Germany's leading universities. However, it did not require graduation from a gymnasium as a precondition for entry. To be accepted, he explained to his parents, he just needed to pass its entrance exams. They soon discovered the second part of their son's plan. He wanted to renounce his German nationality and thereby remove the possibility of ever being called up for military service by the Reich. Too young to do it himself, Einstein needed his father's consent. Hermann Dooley gave it and formally applied to the authorities for his son's release. It was January 1896 before they received official notification that Albert, at the cost of 3 marks, was no longer a German citizen. For the next 5 years, he was legally stateless until he became a Swiss citizen. A renowned pacifist later in life, once he was granted his new nationality, Einstein turned up for his Swiss Army medical on 13th of March 1901, the day before his 22nd birthday. Fortunately, he was found unfit for military service because of sweaty flat feet and varicose veins. As a teenager back in Munich, it was not the thought of serving in the army that bothered him, but the prospect of donning a gray uniform on behalf of the militarism of the German Reich, which he hated.